Pitch the Baby by the Cocktail Twins. I'm Lauren Bile. This is Pisces Season. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. That's so exciting. Everyone get really hyped. Welcome back to Pisces Season. Really exciting stuff. I don't have a theme. I usually forget that I have a radio show until the day of, and then I make my playlist. But that doesn't mean I don't value this so much, because I love it so much. Another really important announcement, there's so many tonight, but the most important is that it is now my roommate's 20th birthday, so everyone should go wish Uma a happy 20th birthday. Her Instagram's uma.edul. UMA.EDUL. And if you don't go DM her happy birthday, you literally suck and can't listen to my show anymore. Anyway, if you need me to repeat that username or you want to call in and give me a personalized message so I can give it to her and so you can say happy birthday, that's awesome. And you can call 855-915-9636. And you can tell me how you want to tell her happy birthday, and I will tell her. But you have to do that because it's really important, and 20 is so important. I don't have a theme for tonight. I kind of just gave up on the themes because the whole point is that I'm a Pisces, and this is my show, and I do things that I want to do. That it's literally Pisces season every Wednesday at midnight. I literally don't have anything else to say. Up next is a really great song by the Pixies. It's called Wave of Mutilation.
Thank you.
That was Wave of Mutilation by the Pixies. My mom texted me and told me to stop playing her music, which I would not do. So, sorry, Mom. Next song is a really great song by Wilco that my, like, eighth grade boyfriend was like, oh, you would like this song. And it was, like, romantic or whatever. And I was like, I hate this song. But I actually just literally had no music taste. And I was, like, stupid and was like, this is bad. I think it's a good song. But if you think it's a bad song, I guess tell me. And I will never play anything like it ever again. But up next is Pot Kettle Black by Wilco.
Yeah. let me in. Made me see where I've been.
Never Going Back Again by Fleetwood Mac. Good song. I didn't really have anything to say. I just wanted to interrupt and tell you about that. And also just mention that it snowed today. Pretty cool, even though it didn't really snow, which is sad. But, like, snow is fun. But I also am, like, really concerned that it hasn't gotten, like, colder than, like, 32 degrees, like, the whole time we've been here. Anyway. It's fine. We're probably fine. Haha. Up next is a song by a really great band, Grizzly Bear, and it's called He Hit Me.
He hit me, but it didn't.
That was Mortal Projections by that guy who's in Stranger Things, the one with all the hair. Stop. Anyway, you know whenever, like, you guys definitely know, pretend like you know what I'm talking about. You know whenever you were in class and a teacher, like, tries to show you a video or something on YouTube and, like, how YouTube, like, suggests videos and, like, what you would like based on, like, what you watch. And so, like, obviously it's, like, a little bit interesting. Like, what is my professor watching on YouTube whenever he's not teaching a class? And I will not, I mean, like,
so really.
Shut up. Anyway, sorry. Anyway, so today I had one of those moments where we're in class and my professor's trying to show me or show us this video about, like, whatever. And, like, all of his suggested are, like, art history related. And then, like, the ones that aren't are literally the Beatles. Like, of course. Of course this man listens to the Beatles. Like, of course. Like, obviously none of this is identifying at all, so I think it's fine to say that I do not particularly like him. So, like, literally, of course he listens to the Beatles, because they literally suck. Up next is Carry That Weight by the Beatles. Okay, so that was that song by the Beatles. Sorry for playing that. I don't know if anyone would notice, but I've, like, stolen, like, half these songs tonight from Sex Education because I, like, binge-watched that show, and it's so well-made and has really great music in it. So, like, most of my music has been stolen from that. But I was watching it the other day, and Mystery of Love was playing, and I haven't listened to that song in literally forever. And it made me think about the first time I watched Call Me By Your Name, and I got so nostalgic, so I was like, oh, I have to play it tonight. But also, the nostalgia is, like, the literal depression I went into after watching it for no reason other than I was like, oh, breakup sad. But it's a good movie. Anyway, the soundtrack's really, really good. And I know the song's, like, whatever, but it is still a good song, so... Up next is Mystery of Love.
Oh, to see without my eyes the first time that you kissed me. By the time I cried, I built your walls around me. A white noise, what an awful sound. Fumbling by Rogue River, feel my feet above the ground. Hand of God, deliver.
That was Mystery of Love. Anyway, it's time for a lovely PSA. Noakes, does your mic work?
Does it work?
Yeah, it does work. That's so awesome. Okay, we're doing like a joint PSA, so like 2 seconds to figure this out because it's like so difficult. Anyway, this is called Next Trip to the River. I'm assuming you're going to be Karen and I'm going to be Laura.
I would love to be Karen.
I think that makes most sense. Go ahead.
Welcome back. How was the trip to the river?
Oh, it was just fantastic.
Lucky you, not being around for all of that rain.
It sure looked like a lot of runoff. Anyways, I got to get going. Let's catch up soon.
Sounds good.
A bark and a jingle of a collar.
Hey, wait. You got to make sure you pick that up.
Really? But no kids play in this part of the neighborhood, and it's decomposable, isn't it?
True, but all of that rain and stormwater runoff will pick up things like fertilizer, pesticides, trash, and dog waste, which will go down the nearest drains and waterways and end up in streams, lakes, and rivers.
Dog whimpers. Make sure you pick up dog waste to keep bacteria out of the water. We want to keep it swimmable and...
Boatable.
Wouldn't want boatable. Buddy putting a damper on your next trip to the local river.
Dog bark.
Brought to you by the Mystic River Watershed Association. Wait, we killed that. Maybe we should become voice actors?
Yeah.
What is your thoughts?
Definitely.
Yeah, that's all for the PSA. The last part of the show is a little bit of like a mixed bag. I don't really know what's going on. Up next is Blue Moon Revisited by Cowboy Junkies. Thank you. That was Blue Moon Revisited, a really great song. I also stole that from my mom. And, oh, yeah, she texted me earlier. I did not say this, but she texted me earlier and was like, stop stealing my music, which I will not be doing. This song, next song, I didn't steal from her. I think I played it on my radio show maybe like 800 times now. Genuinely, I think I played it like at least like 5 times. It's PPP by Beach House, obviously, because there's like no better song. It's just like really good song. The end of it's like so good. It's just so good. Anyway, enjoy the next 6 minutes and 9 seconds.
Thank you. between the thrills. Something inside you doesn't sleep well.
Such a good song. It's unfortunate that one of my least favorite people introduced me to that song, but so thankful she did. Up next is Salt by Alex G.
Into my pink cloud. what you need, you think will last. But whatever you wish to keep, you better grab it fast. He understands you're orphan with his gun, crying like a fire in the sun. Look out, the saints are coming through, and it's all over now, baby blue. The highway is for gamblers, better use your sense. Take what you have gathered from coincidence. The empty-handed painter from your streets is drawing crazy patterns on your sheets. The sky too is folding under you, and it's all over now, baby blue. All your seasick sailors, they're all rowing home. Your empty-handed army is all going home. Your lover who just walked out the door has taken all his blankets from the floor. The carpet too is moving under you, and it's all over now, baby blue. Stepping stones behind, there's something that calls for you. Forget the dead you've left, they will not follow you. The vagabond who's rapping at your door is standing in the clothes that you once wore. Strike another match, go start anew, and it's all over now, baby blue.
That was It's All Over Now, Baby Blue by Bob Dylan. I don't know. Have you ever heard of him?
No.
Oh.
I'm not.
Do you live underneath a rock?
Bro. I hope not. Kidding. Big fan.
If anyone has any ideas for Christmas shopping, trying to buy a guy presents is, like, literally impossible because,
I've been very helpful.
No. Also, like, I don't know what to do and or get someone who literally wears skinny jeans like this.
That's not true.
It's like,
I have like one,
2021. I think we need to like
2 years ago
keep going with fashion, but true. It's not going.
Every time you bring me on here, you're just pulling me.
No, sorry. Okay. You like make noises while I'm speaking, and then it sounds like I'm just like don't know how to speak. I so totally know how to speak. It's just that he interrupts me in the background. Anyway, it's 5 minutes till the hour ends, which means the show is also coming to an end, which is so sad. But don't worry, I'll be back next week. Have absolutely no fear. I know that you guys were worried. Thank you so much for listening. If you did listen, or if you still are listening, you should probably also go to bed. What?
Happy birthday, Uma.
Oh, also happy birthday, Uma.
Happy birthday, Uma.
Thank you, Anokes, for reminding me. Everyone should go tell Uma happy birthday, literally right this second. Like, search up Uma on Instagram, like, spelled like Uma Thurman. Like, it's not hard to find. And you have to tell her happy birthday. It's literally so important because it's her 20th birthday, and that's a big deal. And it's also so exciting. Yeah, happy birthday, Uma. You have been listening to WMFO Medford. Thank you so much for listening to Tufts Freeform Radio. So glad it's freeform. Because none of the music tonight made sense. Sorry for the, like, Bob Dylan, Alex G transition. That was, like, genuinely terrible. But it's fine because it's freeform. Anyway, this has been Pisces season. I'm really, really sorry about everything tonight. Last song is by, no surprise, Phoebe Bridgers, and it's Funeral.
You done, mate?
Why isn't it going?
Uh-oh.
What the fuck?
You okay? Do you want me to help? Maybe check that everything's plugged in correctly. Sorry, I don't know what to do or suggest.